One. Hello!
Hi!
Hello!
Mute the TV. Okay, we got a couple of, here we got, Lily has challenged us with three sci-fi TV theme songs. she's
you're a geek.
She's come up with Star Trek, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and Red Dwarf. Now, I know Bette won't know Hitchhiker's Guide and Red Dwarf, so I'll let you do Star Trek.
Yes, because that doesn't have to do with being a geek. That just has to do with being old. Okay, well, here we go. To boldly go where no man has gone before. La 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 la. Is that good enough?
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome.
Because I really don't think I can conjure anymore.
You got
la 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 la. Okay.
You got the
micro
best,
eat your heart out.
Exactly. You got the one that's the most fun to sing, okay. I think. All right. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which is Journey of the Sorcerer, which we have discussed on the show before when we did episode 42.
I kept saying Journey to the Center of Your
exactly.
Mind. Okay.
Journey of the Sorcerer, written by the Eagles, in fact, and it goes like this. Do 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 do. And it just goes like that over and over again.
Now, was that in the movie? Because it's certainly not familiar.
It was the radio theme. It was the TV theme, and I believe they did actually use it
in the
movie.
It was in the movie. Okay.
They used it in the movie, and I went to see the movie opening night at the El Capitan Theater in Hollywood, and stood in line with people wearing bathrobes and stuff like that. So, real full on geek crowd. And when they played that theme song, everybody just went yay. And the Red Dwarf theme goes like this. Dun 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 dun. It's cold outside, there's no kind of atmosphere. I'm all alone, more or less. Let me fly far away from here. Fun, fun, fun in the sun, sun, sun. It goes on from there.
Wow, that would have never imagined that for
the whole thing.
There you go.
It's the closing theme. That's the closing theme from Red Dwarf. The opening theme is just an instrumental version of that.
Oh, okay.
First two seasons was actually just...
Can I ask a real quick question? Is everything we're looking at on the TV screen, is that all pig poo, or is that pig parts? Or
No. This is, they're feeding, we're watching Dirty Jobs, everybody.
What they feed
pigs. Yeah, that's what they feed
the
pigs.
That's the slop,
all of that is pig slop.
Okay.
That's the dirtiest truck. Look at that. Mm. Ugh, how'd you love to be that cameraman? That's the dirtiest truck in the world. They're bringing the truck over to slop the pigs. All right, well, we won't.
Okay, now we can do a dinner guest.
We're going to do dinner guest because...
had a comment.
Because we got a comment about it, and one of them happens to be somebody that I'm inviting to dinner.
Yes.
So,
need to,
mine is... Uh-huh. My next one, even though I should be going woman, because I've already gone man, woman,
that's
man,
right.
But I'll do man again. Man, woman, man. David Sedaris. Another person.
Oh, I wish he'd have been on my list.
He was the one that I thought might be the crossover.
No.
So if he's not, then
I wish he was. Can I remove someone who's...
Go ahead, take somebody out.
You'll never know that I did.
David Sedaris.
Come to my party.
Michelle also suggested Amy Sedaris, and I'm not as into Amy Sedaris as
Amy
else.
Makes me laugh, but Amy's one of these people that I'm afraid a little would go a long way.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. A little goes a long way.
But David, I
David,
could sit.
Forever. He's so much fun. Who's your next dinner guest?
Well, oddly enough, this is who I thought might be our crossover.
Mm-hmm.
But as you stated, I don't know, because he is Marcello.
Mm.
And I think he would be charming, and he would try to.
He knows
speak
a little English.
And
he knows a little, but not a whole lot.
And hell, he could bring a translator if he wanted, or he could just stand.
I was going to ask if you were going to have. Well, I won't, because he might be on your list later. So I won't ask.
I bet I don't. If you're thinking along those lines,
I am. I was thinking of movie star who might need a translator. Toshiro. No, I was thinking of Toshiro.
He would not be.
Okay. Because Kurosawa actually was on my short list for a little while.
But, oh, okay.
But I decided he wouldn't be any fun because he wouldn't speak English. So I
the thing of it is, if you're talking, you know, witty, sparkling conversationalist that you might want to, you know, hear some stories and stuff. Mm-hmm. Federico would probably be your best bet over Marcello.
And I think he has a little bit more English too than Marcello does.
But
not as sexy.
As long
as Marcello
brings the hat, I don't care.
Exactly.
If he talks or
not as sexy to look at. So
and sits by me. It goes Jesus, Alan Arkin, me, and Marcello.
Oh, okay, that's good.
And David Letterman's down at the other end,
glowering. Going, this party sucks.
Where the hell are the singing cats?
Where the hell are all the singing cats? Oh, classic.
Uh-oh, Michelle says she knows all the words to the electric company, so she should get a U rule. So U rule, Dishy.
Michelle. Dishy, if you have a headset and a mic, we will bring you on the show and you can sing it.
And you can sing it.
And I'm not kidding about that. Do you have a headset and a mic? Let us know in
if
the comments.
Not, or you live in Chicago, there should be one around.
We're going to turn it on. We're going to bring you the power. So but challenge us more, people. Leave us more TV theme songs. Because we love to sing TV theme songs. We could do
that
of the day.
We could do that.
Hells yeah.
In fact, I have got in my possession, it's in the living room, a couple of TV guides. One's from like 66.
Really?
And one's from maybe 80 something. And I'm going to get them out and look through them and see if I'm missing TV shows that I'm not thinking of on my own.
Yeah, if we
we're gonna have more
TV. It's gonna be a little
things.
Harder for me. Those will be a little more.
Yeah, well, see, that's it. I have a couple here.
Unless
well,
they're
Top
real
Cat
obvious
probably
and
wasn't
have been on Nick
fair.
At Night and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I have one that's like the Knee Plus Ultra. If you get this, you win the brass ring and the flowers and everything. And it is old.
Where are you?
Oh, or hell, I could get out my TV themes album.
Yeah,
and
I have a TV themes CD.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's enough for this little episode. Keep the comments coming. A special U rule to the Dishy one, and another special U rule to Lily G. Lily! For sticking with us and listening to every episode so far. You guys are awesome. And Duke's been in and out as well. He's out right now, but he's been in and around.
But this is his birthday. We'll wait till he's back.
Well, that's all right. But happy birthday, Duke. I totally forgot it was his birthday.
So, I mean, you know, he's been here and it's his birthday.
All this
so
time and I've been
chit-chatting with
him. Where
the hell are you?
And I haven't even asked him, you know, how his
I
birthday
just now remembered
is
it. So
all right.
I
well,
didn't
happy birthday,
it to
Duke.
Him either.
And when he's back later, we'll give him a big cake or something and we'll sing to him.
I thought you were going
to
say we'll give him a big kiss.
No, just a cake.
Okay.
Let's not go crazy.
Sorry.
Let's not go crazy. All right, so we'll be back. When are we going to be back now? This is the 1 o'clock show, so we'll be back for the 1:30 show.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Bye-bye.